Personal Intelligence, The Power of Personality and How It Shapes Our Lives, author John Mayer. Does personality matter? Social scientists now believe that our ability to understand people began to develop 500,000 years ago as human beings adapted to life in ever larger social groups. Those who could better figure out the people around them possessed an advantage relative to others. They knew their own preferences better, and as a consequence, could make choices that motivated themselves. They understood other people's needs well enough to know how to cooperate with them, and they could identify the troublesome members of the group and keep an eye on them. Today, many psychologists are developing new accounts of how personality works based on the rapid accumulation of findings of the field, namely, the theory of new human intelligence, a mental capacity that we use to guide our lives, to reason about ourselves and other people. This ability to draw out information about personality and to reason about it is personal intelligence. What is personal intelligence? Human curiosity is no accident. We have evolved to try to understand one another so as to anticipate how others might behave. And to understand other people, we draw on our unique capacity to reason about personality, an ability that is a legacy of our evolutionary past and is augmented by our everyday learning. Our ability to reason this way serves as an inner guidance system that helps us to navigate the people and situations we encounter and to attain our goals in life. Clues to ourselves, concealed and revealed. We seek clues from our environment about people around us, a tendency that likely began deep in our evolutionary past. Many clues as to who we are can only be found deep within us, private and seemingly unobservable to others. Yet, as hidden and unknowledgeable as we might sometimes wish to be, we give off traces of ourselves. Think of personality as a geographical region on a map surrounded by four neighboring regions with which it engages in a form of trade. Personality engages with the psychological situation to the right, influences the situation, and is influenced in return. A situation involves a coherent set of actions we carry out that have a shared meaning in our community. Walking down the street to our destination is a situation, as is building a cabinet and interviewing for a job. We communicate in these instances using our facility with language, our facial expressions, bodily posture, and even our skin, like blushing. We influence these situations by acting on them. We use our hands to manipulate tools, screwdrivers, hammers, and glue, to build a cabinet in a woodworking shop. Or we use good posture, pleasant manners, and a firm handshake at a job interview at a local firm. And the situations impact on us in return. The owner of the cabinet shop tells us to follow the safety rules. The firm where we'll interview tells us the time and place to arrive for the meeting. People who observe us can pick up signs as to our health or stress levels from our faces and bodies. They read signals about our social status from our settings, such as the neighbourhoods in which we live, or whether we shop at Walmart or at Harrods. And they gauge us according to the skills and the social interactions we exhibit across the myriad situations we face every day. Other people pick up on our backgrounds and attitudes from the groups to which we belong and our relationships to those groups. Like it or not, in other words, our personalities leave behind clues, behavioural traces, to who we are in each of these realms. The people out there. Our senses convey information, like the warmth of a coffee cup in our hands and the texture of the toast as we hold it, so seamlessly that it feels as if we're taking it all exactly as it happens. But in fact, we're responding to sensory excerpts of reality. Our eyes convert visible light into electrochemical impulses that allow us to register objects according to their outlines. Our ears translate sound waves to vibrations, using the bones of our inner ears, and from there to neural impulses, and our perceptual system fills in the blanks, creating a vivid-seeming representation of what exists around us. But the rich continuity of our perceptions is illusionary in certain ways. Everything is mediated through our senses. Our knowledge of the people out there and everything else is incomplete, as our own errors in perception and other people's viewpoints remind us. In his book, The Nature of Explanation, the Scottish philosopher and psychologist Kenneth Craig argued that we discover real people and other objects that exist in the outer world and then translate them into inner mental representations, mental models, and behave on the basis of those models. A fundamental reality of the mind, he wrote, is its power to parallel or model external events. Thinking with these mental models is cheaper, faster, and more convenient than operating first in the real world. For example, we try to model how people will react to us before we carry out important behaviours. One of the fundamental purposes of memory is to hold and operate on these models of the outside people and to use them for planning. Feeling information. Many of us are out of touch with who we are. We may become preoccupied with other matters or otherwise end up losing our sense of direction. Moreover, there are obstacles we face, such as having our self-concept arise from many diverse information sources, stored in different parts of our memory. Several of these memory stores, the procedural, semantic, and episodic among them, contain information relevant to understanding ourselves. Unfortunately, specific traumas to the brain, such as a hard blow to the head or a penetrating wound from a projectile, can wipe out almost all of a person's episodic memory, leaving the individual oblivious of earlier life events, and yet semantic memory may remain undisturbed. A guide to making choices. If we don't know who we are and what we want to be, or if we fail to connect our identity to the choices we face, we may make decisions that lead us to the wrong job, or to an unpleasant place to live, or toward a troubling relationship, initiating an uncomfortable period of our life. Looking inward and outward. Personal intelligence speaks both to our human potential and to our capacity for well-being. But although it contributes to our growth as individuals and to our skills at engaging with society, it also speaks to the value of knowing our boundaries and limits. Personal intelligence tells how to look within and what to trust under what conditions, and what remains unknowable about us, at least for today. It invites us to look inward, but reminds us that introspection can be confining, and reminds us to direct our attention back to the outer world to navigate it well. In one sense, personal intelligence is very much a part of the human potential that many psychologists have sought to understand. It encourages us to expand our notions of human intelligence by describing a previously undervalued human skill that we now can measure and explore. We use our personal intelligence to better function with one another and to contribute to civilization and its progress.